Okay, and we are back for the third and final hour of Canceled the Cabal on Shake and Wake Radio. And as I like to try to say at the beginning of every hour, all the stations are listener-supported. So please help them out if you're able to, along with PSN Radio, SoFlow Radio, and EPGN Radio. I do want to welcome back to the show. He was on last week, and he's been on several times over the it's been over nine years that I've been doing this now. Met him quite a few years ago. I don't know, maybe in the first year, I think. But I want to welcome back Judson with him back to the show, or JB with him, wherever he wants to go by, or Mr. X. I'm not sure.
Well, we'll have to ask what Tucker Carlson thinks.
That's what I was going to ask. Were you going to go by Tucker Carlson?
Well, you know, let me see if I can make this entertaining enough to keep the attention of all the listeners. You know, I've been watching Robert Kennedy Jr. And his diatribe. And then, you know, I've been watching Tulsi Gabbard and her diatribe. And let's see, Rand Paul and his diatribes. And then, of course, we've got here recently Tucker Carlson.
Don't forget his
rant rave, right?
Yeah, don't forget Ron Paul, the old man.
Yeah, and then you've got this guy Steve Roberts, you know, in the cabal. And I'm thinking to myself, I know these guys are stealing our monologue.
Right.
I mean, if you listen to the people pushing the envelope for liberty and freedom and justice in the world, if you listen to them, they're definitely getting their talking points from the cabal. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's accurate. That's the truth. You know, I took an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And, Dumpster Donald, he gets an F. Even the Proud Boys, you see the news articles today, the Proud Boys are, man, they are PO'd at Dumpster Donald.
No, I hadn't seen that.
They're blaming the whole freaking thing on Mafia Don.
Right.
I have to agree. You know, Don Trump's all about power, and he's all about winning, I guess. It doesn't make any difference if he's a lying sack of poop, but I guess, you know, in his world, lying your way to the top, I suppose, is his style. It's unfortunate for the country, but very unfortunate for the country, because there's a bunch of these undereducated, psychologically challenged. What do you call these people? Doofuses?
Doofus, yeah. That's a...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mafia Don, but that's man, an old word. Oh man. Dumpster Donald, go back to the Mafia Donald and leave the country alone.
Right.
And take Joe Biden with you. They've got this whole world in a mess, man. I mean, take a look at it. From the Strait of Hormuz to the, you know, the Taiwanese Strait to, let's see, you know, just everywhere. From the Sudan, do you see the United, or not the United Nations, but the U.S. Embassy pulled our embassy personnel out of the Sudan the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they doing in Sudan?
I find it quite interesting. Also, Judd, that the embassies were pulled out of Turkey the day before. A lot of corporations pulled their people out of Turkey the day before that earthquake hit a few months back.
Well, you know, I was telling some people today, my ancestors came from England to the Americas over 400 years ago in a rowboat. They arrived in the Americas in a rowboat. They parked the ship off the beach, and they got in the launch and they rowed ashore in about 1615 or so, somewhere in there, on the outer neck of Virginia and what was then Accomack Shire. Today on the map, it's Witham's Corners in Virginia. And they started over 400 years ago, they started farming there because they knew that all the people coming behind them were going to be hungry. And there was no, you know, supermarkets. They either grew their food and trapped it or hunted it, or they starved, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I guess maybe I got too much time on my hands, but I decided to take a look at the menu that these slobs that are pals with Klaus Slob, that's a good one, isn't it? Klaus Slob and his perverted little pal there, Harari. How do you say that guy's name?
That
weird
know.
Little Jewish guy, Harari or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Snake in
and
the tree.
I decided to see what these phony, lying poops, what they eat when they take their multi-million-dollar trips to Davos. So I did a little searching on the net, and sure enough, I found their menu and their cuisine for the Davos gathering every year for the biggest liars and cheats in the world. And brother, it's all T-bone steak, sirloin, lobster tails, champagne. These slobs, they don't eat bugs. Does that shock you or what, Steve?
Oh, yeah, I would have thought they would be the first to lead by example.
Well, you know, I mean, if they want us to eat the insects, I suggest that at least they share some of their, you know, best recipes.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, sure, you know, if you're gonna be the Pied Piper, you have to do what the Pied Piper says, don't you?
Well, being the Pied Poopmeister here, I'm going to share a couple of mine. You know, you can freeze dry some insects and add them into the mix to make bread and rolls.
Right.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's, you really don't taste it per se, but it's, you know, it bakes well into bread and stuff. And it's sanitary because it's been freeze dried. And then, of course, you can do the same thing for filler with, like, ground meats. And you can put it in ice cream, actually. And then there's this other freeze-dried process where they take lower-grade seafood, lower-grade fish, and they do the same thing. They add it, you know, as an additive to bread mixes, and they add it as filler and such. And it does it in... It provides a source of protein. So I don't necessarily have a problem with some of those technologies. As long as it's, you know, sanitary. I'm not going to go out and buy a hamburger with bugs crawling out from the bun. I'm not going to go for that. Or I'm not particularly inclined to dig into a bowl full of them dead buggy looking worm thingies that you keep seeing on the internet.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's not appetizing. I've heard some of them are, you know, they taste okay. And well, maybe someday I'll give them a try, but right now I'll just say, I want to see Klaus Schwab, the slob Schwab. I want to see him offer some of that cuisine next year at Davos. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Next year at Davos, all we eat is insects.
Uh-huh.
So there's the Judd Witham, Steve Roberts, the Cancel the Cabal Challenge. Let's offer up to Davos a menu with all the insects for next year's Davos and see how many people take that challenge. So to move right along here, I want to get back to Tucker Carlson. And Robert Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard and Rand Paul and Ron Paul and some of these more vocal critics of how our nation has been run up on the rocks. And, buddy, they have run this country up on the rocks. I had a discussion this afternoon with an undereducated, ill-informed, indoctrinated, brainwashed American.
A normie?
No, I mean, it's sad. I mean, it's really sad when you try to explain to them that when the country began, we had pennies. They were made out of pure copper. And they weighed 11 pennyweights.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm pretty sure that my research is correct, but 11 pennyweights is just a hair over an ounce. Because a pennyweight's supposed to be a tenth of an ounce.
Yes.
So if you have an 11 pennyweights, that's just a smidgen over 1 ounce. I believe I'm correct. If I'm not, correct me. But the original photos, I got photos of some of the original cents, you know, C-E-N-T-S, cents, that were in circulation at the time the Constitution was ratified and put into effect in 1792, many years after the end of the American Revolution, the Constitution was ratified, which reveals that the monetary rules that are in your Constitution have been thrown right out the window by generations of brainwashed, brain-dead, moronic boobs called American citizens who don't know their elbows from their you-know-what.
Right.
Well, I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen. They've taken the real money, and they've given you these bills of dollars, these fiat helicopter quantitative easing script. There's no T. It's just S-C-R-I-P.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes right along with that insect menu at Davos. We need to confront the global bankster gangster slobs that, you know, were, Little St. Vincent's Island, you know, Pedo Island there, uh-huh. Epstein and company.
Yep.
That's what was going on there at Epstein Island, was all these international crooked, cheat, lying, trash bankers were having their way with underage girls and boys. They're not just into the girls. That's that little, how do you say that guy's name? Harari?
I don't know.
I don't even know what his first name is. I'm scared to ask. I call him the little malignant tumor.
Right.
Well, that's what he is. He's a malignant tumor.
Yep.
And then, of course, Steve, you know, the biggest thing is I've been writing a bunch of letters to surfers against sewage over in England.
Uh-huh.
And when you start studying and researching how Great Britain's like this giant cesspool, it's a giant septic tank. That's what England is. They dump all their sewage. Yeah.
Yeah.
They dump gargantuan amounts of sewage and all their streams and creeks and rivers.
You can't figure out why people get sick.
To the sea, huh?
You can't figure out why people get sick.
Well, see, this is the point. See, you hit the nail right on the head. Very astute of you to notice that. But you start writing all these people in England about all the sewage that's being, and Canada's the same way, and most of the northeastern United States is the same way, like Mexico. Brazil is horrible for it, I guess. And this garbage is in France. It's in Germany. China's like, oh, my God almighty. Whoa, man. China's like just an open toilet. Especially in that city of Hunan, where they did the, or Wuhan, excuse me, Wuhan. You there?
Yes, I am.
And I got an intervening call, but I'm going to ignore it. The bottom line is that when you start asking surfers against sewage to explain the deadly microbes, they go silent.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk about it. And I've been asking all these different, you know, global warming, you know, climate change, environmentalist types, like river keepers. That's Robert Kennedy Jr., the water keepers organization. Yeah, and I keep asking Robert Kennedy Jr., well, let's have a discussion about how they're slopping the planet with all these deadly microbes. They're spreading all kinds of death and disease everywhere.
Yeah.
Infecting the environment. Well, of course they are. This is why you don't, you know, go to a hospital for, you know, an appendectomy or a laminectomy or, a, you know, a heart valve replacement, or you don't go down there for, you know, any kind of open surgery in a surgical theater that's been cleaned with sewage.
Yeah.
With instruments, surgical instruments that have been washed in sewage.
Yeah.
And you know, well, you don't want to go to a dentist that, you know, cleans and operates his dentist office and has the cleaning services use sewage to clean the dental office. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny here, right?
No. I'm not taking it as funny.
I'm being dead serious.
Yeah.
But when you ask these lying bags of vomit.
All of the hospitals that I know of in my area, they're all on rivers.
Well, there's that. There is that. And usually the sewer treatment plant, if it's working.
Is close
and
by.
Which they're not, by the way. The idea that they're sewer treatment is, you know, it's...
There's even a paper mill on the river, too.
Well, the paper mills aren't that bad, and I can get off into an extremely in-depth conversation on that. But I want to stick to the sewage.
Yeah.
The reality is you try to get this frickin' clown... You can say frickin' on the show, can't you?
Yes, sir.
You can ask this freaking bozo Joe Biden to explain all the sewage all over the United States.
Sleepy Uncle Joe.
And then ask that cackling witch, what's her name there, Chlamydia Harris?
Yeah, Chlamydia Harris, yes.
Ask her about it. Ask her about the deadly microbes. Or you get a hold of that super-duper tree-hugging environmentalist Governor Hochul up in New York and see if you can get basal.
I wonder if the climatologist expert Greta knows what it's about.
Greta won't talk about the sewage.
No.
You can't have any discussion of the deadly microbes that are infecting the environment given all these exotic viruses to the deer and the raccoons and the bunny rabbits and the ducks and the geese and the foxes and the mice and the rats and, oh God, let's not discuss what the bats in Wuhan, China reproduce and live in.
Yeah.
Here's the challenge. Go to the internet and look at how Wuhan, China dumps gazillions of gallons of raw human effluent into the Han and the Yangtze River, the two big rivers in the middle of Wuhan.
China. Wuhan's
a huge city. It's like two or three times larger population-wise than New York City.
Yeah.
And it's got these two giant rivers of sewage everywhere. Now, this bunch of clowns from the CDC and the World Health Organization, Fauci and Daszak and all these other boobs, these idiot boobs around warp speed.
Yeah.
You know, come on, Donnie Dumpster. Let's talk about all the deadly microbes and all the filth that's dumped in the Hudson River, the East River, which is the east branch of the Hudson, just goes on the east side of Manhattan rather than the west side. And then you got the Harlem River that runs basically right through the center of Manhattan. And then you got all the shipping channels in the New Rochelle area where they sent the hospital ships. New Rochelle was the death capital of the world at one point during the early days of the scamdemic, the plandemic. Staten Island, horrible. New York Harbor, Long Island Sound. It's absolutely mind-bending, the sewage that's dumped in the Stinkahana River. And it's all over Canada. Canada basically sits on a big rock. It's called the Laurentian Shield, or what's known as the Canadian Mantle. Their soil's about, you know, a foot in some places 30 inches deep, and then it's all got a Chevrolet, a couple of rednecks and a Chevrolet. It's all igneous rock. So they have to dump all their sewage into the St. Lawrence River. And I'm talking gazillions of gallons of raw human effluent. It's not treated. It's raw sewage.
Right.
And same with the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes are nothing but open septic tanks.
Nope. That's what they are. Have been for 150 years.
And, you know, we have this absolute mind-bending pile of helicopter money that was spent during the shutdown and the lockdown in the United States, where they shut down huge numbers of small businesses.
Over a million of them.
If you tried to go out and get a beer, they'd beat you up, tase you, pepper spray you, and haul you to jail, where you could die with the other inmates of COVID, right?
Yeah. or die on a respirator with remdesivir.
Remdesivir?
Yeah.
Well, that remdesivir protocol, that was like, what in the hell? But
let's shut down your kidneys.
When you stop and you think about some of this stuff, and it's true, it's not just Tucker Carlson that gets to talk about it. I know he's getting my Steve. They're stealing our monologue,
stealing the mantra, aren't they?
The truth. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Who's been talking about this stuff long before Tucker Carlson got fired?
The Poopmeister, that's who.
Well, that, and, you know, I want to keep the record real straight. I got a lot of friends, and I wouldn't be anything without those friends, nothing. They feed me information that I never could have found out on my own. But I know one thing, where the buck, you know where the buck stops? When they're killing children.
Yeah.
And they're killing little babies. And they're killing grandma and grandma.
Yep.
I got a friend up in New York. Her name is Janice Dean. She's a meteorologist with Fox News. She's the lady going after Andy Cuomo for sticking all the COVID patients in the senior citizens' homes.
Nice guy, wasn't he?
Governor Groper. Yeah, old Andy and his brother Frito.
Frito.
That's what they call him, Frito. I don't know why they call him Frito. I think it's got something to do with the Lord of the Rings or something like that.
No, Frito. You don't know what Frito is?
No, what's Frito?
It's the, it was the brother between Santino and Michael Corleone on the Godfather. Frito was... Frito was the one that wasn't really all that there because he had, I don't know, something, some illness as a baby.
Something wrong with him.
Yeah, he had a little something wrong with him.
I thought it was the same guy, but in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
No.
Weird little guy with a ring. Remember the guy with the ring?
That
was Frito.
That's Frodo.
Oh, Frodo. What's his name?
Frodo. Frodo Baggins.
Oh, my God almighty. So.
Frito was Michael Corleone's older brother. Had him killed out in the lake, you remember?
As we're talking along here, I want to kind of, you know, circle back around to that discussion about the 11 penny weight pure copper penny, the cent.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than a damn penny. And if Americans can't wrap their head around a penny, man, the fluoride is totally taking effect.
Yeah.
But you try to explain this more complex stuff about dumping gazillions upon gazillions upon gazillions of gallons of sewage. Not just all over England, but Canada, Mexico, the United States, France, Germany, China. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, during the scamdemic plandemic that they unleashed on this world, killing millions, killing, murdering millions. These people who have done it realize that everybody poops. At least the normal people do.
Yeah.
And when you're dumping this sewage all over the place and slopping it everywhere, why is it that they can't discuss how the deer are getting sick and the rabbits are getting sick and the avian bird flus are being spread,
the fish,
and how the insects are, you know, moving it all around,
and
how as it flows down all these rivers, creeks, and streams, how it's infecting both sides of the river, getting into brush and the grass, you know,
yeah,
where the ducks live with the geese. And the swans and all the, you know, migratory birds. And of course, then they give it to the chickens and the turkeys. And I guess the pigs are getting it too. They call it swine flu.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, why do you think all these government officials are dead silent when you want to talk to them about this subject? Why is it that they just go silent?
Well, they're being paid by Big Pharma, for one thing.
And this absolute pile of monkey dung, Mark Zuckerberg and his Facebook operation,
Mark,
and these boob clowns over at YouTube,
Zucker turd, yeah.
They don't allow you. You can't discuss the real science of lipid nano chips, you know, the nano sized particles,
yeah,
and all the other graphene oxides and the other poisons that they put in these clot shots.
Yeah, well, and you know, and they won't even discuss the fact that the microbes that you're talking about are 1 micron big, and the masks are 80 microns big. They won't stop anything.
The reality of the cabal is that we actually follow the science. Here's a newsflash for everybody that ever heard my name. I spent decades working in the medical field. I built more office space and laboratories and operating theaters and facilities to support hospitals and medical clinics than 1,000 of most people. I worked for many, many years around Baylor College of Medicine, UTMB, which is University of Texas Medical Branch, Houston, Texas, Methodist Hospital, Herman Hospital,
MD Anderson Cancer Research, St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital, Texas Children's Hospital, and I can keep going. I even worked 26 years on and off at Johnson Space Center, where when they send astronauts into space and when they bring them back from space, there's a huge examination of them medically.
Yeah.
And then not to breach, you know, I don't want to breach any, you know, national security protocol here, but I have friends that are biological warriors for the United States Air Force. And that's a fact, Jack.
Biological warriors.
Yeah, they are the people responsible for maintaining and implementing the United States viral warfare capabilities.
Oh,
and
okay.
Trust me,
okay.
Department of Defense and DARPA, they've got biological warfare assets that would blow. It's not just Fort Detrick, Maryland.
Right.
It's not just Dugway Proving Ground. It's not just Fort Leonard Wood. Or what's that? What's the name of that island in Lyme, Connecticut? I forget the name of that laboratory.
I know what you mean.
Not Dietrich.
No, I know what you
Dietrich's
mean.
Dietrich's in Maryland.
Yeah. Plum Island.
Well, my first, Plum Island. My first cousin back in the '70s, he used to run blood cultures and saliva cultures on President Nixon 4 times a day.
Uh-huh.
Make sure he hadn't been poisoned. Isn't that fascinating? And we've got all these Chip Roys and James Comers and James Jordans and Elise Stefanik's and Dan Bishop's, all these weaponization of law enforcement, weaponization of the government against the American people. And they're all asking questions, but none of the slobs want to discuss this massive dumping of sewage everywhere. They want to talk about it as much as they want to talk about the keystroked phony baloney money. Which brings me to a point, maybe you could run a poll with your listeners. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, run a poll with your listeners and ask them the following question. How do you repay trillions in debt with phony money?
Well, I think you just did, so. I think you just asked them. And
I mean, it's a real question, folks. I mean, everybody knows how to unwrap a piece of bubble gum and stick it in their mouth, right?
Uh-huh.
And everybody understands putting mustard on a hot dog. But, man, when you ask them about this helicopter money, their eyes just kind of glaze over and they get that faraway look like they've smoked too much grass.
Yeah.
And they just, their minds go to mush.
Yep. No, I equate it with the black hole in science. You know, it's a unachievable achievement to try to pay that kind of money back, because that money doesn't exist. They could take every single penny.
Wait a second. Whoa, before you go there. It's not money.
Well, true.
It's keystrokes.
True. Yes.
It's keystrokes.
No, but I was going to get to is they could take every single penny of every single man, woman, and child's money in America, and it still wouldn't make a dent, and it still wouldn't make 1/20th of a dent in the debt.
All right. Now I want to switch the topic to chocolate chip ice cream. That was a joke.
I know it.
This absolute bumbling idiot fool.
Hey,
Joe Biden.
Judd.
You got to be kidding me, Biden.
Judd, you need to talk for about 5 minutes. Can you give me that?
Say again?
I said, you need to talk for about 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll just rattle on.
I'll be right back.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the question to the world is, you know, what's more important, chocolate chip ice cream or the fact that the U.S. monetary unit called the bill, you know, the bill of dollars there, the fiat helicopter, hocus pocus, keystroked currencies of the reserve of the we're not federal and, well, the Federal Reserve and their script. And they they're controlling everybody. They're controlling what socioeconomic class you're in, whether you're, you know, somebody important enough to put on the national news or somebody important enough for a congressman or a senator or a president or an FBI director to call you back on the phone. I mean, they won't even return your phone calls. They treat you like non-existent underling serfs. And according to thousands of health experts in the world, they're murdering you. This whole COVID-19, SARS, Delta, Omicron, all this variant and all these super-duper killer viruses, the Department of Defense is cooking them up. And they're being released on you. That's according to Robert Kennedy Jr. That's according to Rand Paul. That's according to Tucker Carlson. That's according to Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, you folks need to wake up and pay attention here. They're waging a war on you. It's not just that the money is fake. I mean, the pennies, they even took the pennies. I was looking to buy a roll of 1964 quarters that were 90% silver. Take a guess what that roll of quarters costs. $240 helicopter bucks. And then, of course, there's this joke. The central bankers of the world are using what they printed up on the printing presses, they keystroked into the computers, the helicopter stimulus bucks, and they're buying up gold like there's no tomorrow. They're buying up gold with fiat helicopter money. Now, if that's not a joke, I don't know what a joke is. So to everybody that can hear my voice, it's wake up time. It's time to, you know, try to focus through the fluoride haze and all that mercury and all that other stuff they've put in your body with these clot shots.
Okay, I'm back. I got to blame it on.
I don't know if you'll have a radio show.
I got to blame it on you, Judge. You caused it.
Oh, buddy, I just gave them a right hook to the jaw that they won't get up.
Yeah, you started talking about all this poop, and it got to me.
Well, you know, everybody does it, man. You know, everybody, every day, all over the world. And when you look at the numbers in Wuhan, China,
uh-huh.
And when you look at the numbers that the Surfers Against Sewage in England, and Robert Kennedy's got this group called Water Keepers.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, man, them water keepers, they don't want to talk about the deadly microbes. No. And I think it's got something to do with messing up their corporate donations or something.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
The government won't give them any more money if they reveal the truth.
I'm sure.
They'll get shown the door like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. Well, do you know what?
Have you been watching this circus with Tucker Carlson?
Yeah, you know what the final straw was?
He told the world that they're being murdered. He had Robert Kennedy Jr. on.
Well, that
his
too.
Show, and Robert Kennedy Jr. told the whole world that the government's murdering you.
Well, that was one of the straws that broke the back, but the final straw was him showing the January 6, 2021 insurrection, as it's called, you know. The violent, what is it, the Viking guy, the way he violently went through the Capitol there.
That goofball?
Yeah, okay. When all of the doors were being opened by the D.C. police. Oh. And yeah.
Well, I got a message for all those boobs that went to Washington and did that.
Yeah.
I'd have had some respect if they'd occupied it like Zuccotti Park.
Uh-huh.
And stayed there for months. I'd have had some respect if they'd done what the Occupy movement did back in 2010.
No. Yeah, 2010. Yep.
But instead what we got was this psychopath, this absolute nutcase, Donnie Dumpster's version of Trump's Follies. And I know people get mad at me. I voted for Donald Trump one time. I campaigned for Donald Trump, hoping that, you know, he was actually going to drain the swamp.
Uh-huh.
But he turned out to be the biggest lying sack of poop. What a freaking liar.
Yeah.
Just disgusting. And you know, I'm telling you what, look up what the Proud Boys are saying about him today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they're getting my talking points.
Well, they don't want to lose. They have to make him look a little bit better. They don't want to lose another 100 congresspeople on the Democratic side and another 25 senators, you know.
Well, here's the Judd Witham challenge. You ready? Listen to the Judd Witham challenge. Go on down to, like, Houston, Texas, and start busting the doors, you know, busting out the glass and throwing fire extinguishers and, you know, engaging in hand-to-hand combat and, you know, invading your local McDonald's. There's a McDonald's just a couple blocks over from the Houston Police Department's main station in downtown Houston.
Uh-huh.
They'll shoot you full of holes. They'll bring in Harris County Sheriff deputies, and you'll go to the morgue.
Yeah.
Over busting up a McDonald's. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened in Washington, D.C. when Donald Trump tried to steal the election? That stinking lowlife slob tried to steal an election that the goofball lost to Joe Biden. You know how embarrassing that must be?
It wasn't an election. It's been a selection. They don't get elected. They get selected.
I wrote several books with a friend of mine years ago during the, I think it was the 2000 election. Clinton Bush, remember the big standoff and all the hanging chads and
Bush and Gore. Bush and Gore.
Yeah, Bush and Gore. Okay. In any event, is there election fraud in this country? And the answer is, oh yes, there is.
Look at what year was that? It must have been 48 when the. Truman held up the sign that said, Dewey defeats Truman. Don't you remember
Donald
that?
Donald Trump is a big liar. Now, for the record, I got all the email addresses for Alvin Bragg's lawyers. You know, the Manhattan DA that's got this 34, 35 count indictment.
Uh-huh.
Against Trump.
Uh-huh.
I got all of the lawyers that represent Alvin Bragg, and I have Alvin Bragg's email.
Yeah.
And I wrote them an eloquent letter. I told them that the grand jury voted for the rule of law. And Donald Trump, if you can't take the heat, Chief, get out of the kitchen. Too bad, buddy. And all of his little motorcycle thugs for Trump, uh-huh. You know, the bikers for Trump and all these other thugs for Trump.
Uh-huh.
I got some advice for him. You're not fooling anybody. That doesn't mean that Joe Biden's not a bumbling idiot. That doesn't mean that Chlamydia Harris isn't a boob. It means that Donald Trump is a fraud. He works for the CIA. He's been working for the CIA since the days of Iran-Contra.
Well,
and Charlie Wilson's war. Yeah, he's CIA, you know, all the way.
He just wants to be president of the corporation again, that's all.
He's a freaking psyop. And I'm sick and tired of him, totally.
Joe Bob is,
too. To me, by the time the sun set today, he would be in Guantanamo Bay, handcuffed to Hillary Clinton, Biden, Barack Obama, and big W. Shrub Bush. I'd have them all handcuffed together on the same plane.
Yeah. They all just want to fill their pockets with our tax money. That's all it is.
Who in the hell came up with this warp speed garbage? Doesn't work. Not safe. Not effective. Got to get a shot every 90 days.
Yeah.
Come get your boosters.
Yep.
And the shots, the shots. I worked at Baylor College of Medicine for years. I built facilities. I worked at Rice University for years. I built facilities. I worked at Johnson Space Center. I built facilities. But did I know people in the medical fields? And the answer is big time. Now, at Baylor, they have discovered that if you bombard a solution of graphene oxide with microwave energy from like a 5G tower,
yeah,
it'll grow into what they call graphene nanotubes.
Yeah.
And then they've discovered that these graphene nanotubes that grow when you hit the solution that these vaccines are in with microwave energy, you can program them because they're full of the nano computer chips that Bill Gates, it's in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's Precision Nano Systems, Vancouver, British Columbia. That's a Bill Gates and Melinda Gates company.
Mm-hmm.
That's who invented these nano lipid chips. Now there's a sci-fi film out, pretty scary film actually, by Stephen King. It's called Cell. I recommend everybody watch it. Oh yeah,
huh.
It's all about how people are controlled by their cell phones.
Yeah,
and their internet connections. Yeah, how they're beaming this stuff right into your optic nerve.
Well, it is a horror movie, horror show.
Well, I figured it out. Over and 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 over. Most of the American people have been indoctrinated to worship the corporation.
Yeah.
Pledge allegiance to it. And swear to defend it with your life. Over and 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 over. And it's sickening.
Yep.
Because the government, according to some pretty powerful people, pretty well-educated physicians and scientists, they're murdering you, the listeners. Mm-hmm. You're being murdered by your own government.
Yep.
Does that sound like China or what?
Well, like I say, if not a government, they're a criminal cartel.
Thank you. That's a good clarification. That was eloquently put, Steve Rogers. Yeah. Or Roberts, excuse me. I get you mixed up with Mr. Rogers.
Uh-huh.
And did you wear a cardigan sweater during the broadcast?
Yeah, of course. Won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah, I'm telling you what. My ancestors came to the Americas over 400 years ago in a rowboat. To Withams, Virginia, in Accomack Shire. And if anybody in FBI or Secret Service or Treasury is listening to the show, this is my country. And I'm not one of your boobs for the corporation. And trust me, I got lots of files on me, Steve.
Yep.
I started in the 80s, shutting down thousands of banks and savings and loans.
Hmm.
I laughed to myself. I was thinking, you know how much money I've cost them?
A lot, huh?
Did you watch my video? I made a video about poor, poor, poor Credit Suisse. Oh, them poor guys.
Poor guys, yeah.
Poor, poor, poor Deutsche Bank. Oh, yeah. Man. Poor, poor, poor HSBC.
Bank of America, yeah.
Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank. Oh, that poor guys. Yeah, I mean, I've literally cost them trillions. The Poopmeister.
Yeah.
Come on. That's funny.
Yes, it is.
Holy smokes. And all I can think about, Steve, is, you know, you've seen that movie, The Patriot, Mel Gibson.
Yes.
You know, and you've seen Braveheart, again, Mel Gibson.
Yes.
And you've seen Tora, Tora, Tora.
Yes.
How about Midway?
Yes.
Well, there's scenes in those last two films that show Allied fighter pilots, American fighter pilots, attacking enemy ships and enemy positions. They're coming in their aircraft. They're dive bombing the enemy. They're machine gunning the living hell out of them. And, you know, that's what my father did.
Hmm.
They've got this in my NCIC file, trust me. My big jacketed file that the FBI has on with them. They know who my father was.
Yep.
They know he was an intelligence officer with the Navy. And they know that my family will fight for liberty and freedom. We will fight for justice. We will fight for the truth. And if they don't like it, they're welcome to get out of my country.
Yep.
I'm grandfathered in with you, Steve. My people been here over 400 years. I am an eighth generation American. With a lot of Native American friends that, you know, really got pooch screwed, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they did.
And I keep telling you, you know why they got screwed?
Because they were the...
I know why.
Go ahead.
They didn't own any of the land. They'll tell you that now, that, you know... That
you can't own land.
And, you know, we didn't have any deeds, and we didn't have any justice. They didn't... They were living kind of like, you know... overly drugged hippies on the land.
They had no words for buy and sell. Did you know that?
Which is a fable, because they killed each other over territory all the time.
Right, but it wasn't buying and selling.
And, you know, I get them mad at me. Oh, God, do they get mad. I tell them, you know, I could parade around in, you know, 10th century garb, too. You know, I could go put on the old clothes and dance around and bang my tambourine. And you know, I appreciate ancient Native American customs and ancient Native American ways. But, you know, let's get down to a little bit more of a real-time, right-now kind of approach to revealing to the world the colonization invasion by the royal families of Europe that was a genocide upon the Americas.
Yep.
There's a curse on this land. This land is cursed.
Yeah.
Because of the vicious ways of those white supremacist poops.
Yep.
And that's going out to all them Johnny Rebs down there in Dixie. Oh, God, them Johnny Reb Dixie, man, they think they're God's gift to the world.
Yep. Well, we're all done here, Judson. The show's over. We've done an hour already.
I hope I didn't start a civil war.
No.
All right, well, you let me know when I'm allowed to come back, okay?
Yeah, whenever. I mean, next Tuesday's fine.
Well, that five-minute break.
Yeah, well, I need
it. You might not have a show left.
You talk too much. You talk too much about pooping. It got me. Had to go.
All right. God bless Mr. Roberts.
Okay. Thanks, Judd. All right. We'll see everyone tomorrow, guys. Been a fun time.